Aye.
We're adjourned. I don't have one. No. All right, let's, we'll now open the Redevelopment Agency RDA regular session. And the first item is election of a chair and vice chair for the Redevelopment Agency. This can be done with a simple nomination. Mayor Arvey was our chair prior with Councilmember Porter as the pro tem. So do we have a motion for a chair and vice chair?
I think I would like to motion that the mayor be the chair and that Councilmember Baskin be the chair pro tem.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Lisa, I assume you're willing to accept
that. Yeah, I'm surprised. Thank you.
Just
hold on.
Just a comment. Point of order. It's vice chair, though.
Vice chair.
RDA, so
okay.
Vice chair.
Yes. Thank you. It's important.
Okay. Let's vote on that. Alisa?
Aye.
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 And I'll vote aye as well. All right, that passes. Now we're having a public hearing and consideration of resolution RDA 2023-01R, a resolution adopting the amendment to adjust the 2022-2023 fiscal year RDA budget. Heidi?
Thank you. This is new for us. We typically adopt the RDA budget and amendments when we are adopting regular city budgets, but it falls under a different section of statute under Title 17, and so that's what requires and necessitates this board getting together and approving the budget. These budget changes are really necessitated just because we received additional increment over what was budgeted. Because there's commitments against the revenues, 5% for general administration, 10% for housing, and then developer contributions, those amounts and those expenditures automatically will need to be increased as well. And so in the Eaglewood RDA, additional revenues of $148,500, additional developer reimbursement of $141,000, and that transfer to general fund is the admin portion, that 5%, and that increases by $7,500, and a net increase, decrease, it all is absorbed by those commitments, so no increase or decrease to fund balance. For the Redwood Road RDA, an additional $170,000 in increment, an increase in developer reimbursement to $20,000 from zero. We've actually met all of the requirements for this RDA right now, except for a small portion of sales tax sharing, which is what that $20,000 is. $8,500 for general administration to the general fund, and $17,000 for the housing component. Leaves in that fund balance an increase of $124,500 not committed for the year. And then for Highway 89, additional revenue of $98,100, developer reimbursement of $75,000, administration an additional $4,905, and then housing an additional $9,810. So net increase of fund balance of $8,385. So overall, increasing the RDA reserves and fund balance, what we were looking at earlier during my finance report presentation, by $132,885. So were there any questions?
I've been here for like 3.5 years. I don't think I knew that there was an Eaglewood RDA. What section of the city is that, and what are we redeveloping?
So,
gravel pit.
I'm sorry,
it's
we've
the
been.
Gravel pit.
It's the gravel pit. It's Eaglewood Village.
Okay, so
limited to those parcels.
Okay, then let's carry on with that RDA.
It's that the, it the reason we collect TIF by agreement is to reimburse the developers of the villages for over $9 million of infrastructure that they built that's become public. Storm drainage, roads, nice. And things that we benefit from.
Right.
Oh. That makes me think. You know, we went and looked at the dock and the pond behind that. Is would that be part of the money that would be spent?
No.
No? Okay.
But we could spend park impact
yes,
fees on
we
that.
Yes, we can. So we're, unfortunately, I'm still trying to get a response from our contractor on the, if you remember, we're going to do a kind of a design build thing, and we're waiting for some feedback from them still. So not, it's not lost, even though it feels lost.
Just a general question about the RDA. Is there a restriction on retained earnings, for lack of a better word, like, you know, how a city can only have like a 25% surplus?
There are no fund balance restrictions on the RDA fund, and use of those funds is all designated by interlocal agreements, and actually the RDA project area agreements. And we will see before the end of this fiscal year a resolution come before the RDA board that allows spending for projects that benefit the entire community outside of the project area, and that was specific to the Hatch Park project.
Oh. So. Okay. All right. So we need to have a public hearing on this?
Yes.
I'll move to open a public hearing on the consideration of this resolution, RDA 2023-01R, adopting an amendment to adjust the 2022-2023 fiscal year RDA budget. Is there anyone here to speak to this? Got a shrug out of D, so that's
a lot of pressure for me.
Anyone other than D?
Seeing no one, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion unless there's further discussion.
I move that the board approve resolution 2023-01R, a resolution adopting an amendment to the fiscal year 2022-2023 redevelopment agency budgets.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Let's start with Ted.
Aye.
Aye.
I vote aye.
Oh, you're on the board. You get to vote.
Yeah, sorry.
Nice. Aye.
Aye.
Here's my one chance to vote. That okay, that motion passed. Next item is consideration of resolution RDA 2023-02R, a resolution authorizing the assignment and assumption of the tax increment participation agreement with the North Salt Lake Legacy LLC. And Sherry Pace will enlighten us on this.
Yes, this is a very simple assignment and assumption of that TIF agreement. As you remember, we have an agreement with the Kimballs, who purchased the Ball property down there on Redwood Road for reimbursement. They have formed a new LLC. It's been reviewed by our RDA attorney. He's verified that the partners and all of the players are still exactly the same. So it's just basically they've created a new LLC for the ownership of the property going forward, and they would like to use that LLC for the TIF agreement. It's fairly straightforward.
Mayor, I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay.
I move that the Redevelopment Agency for the City of North Salt Lake approve resolution RDA 2023-02R, a resolution approving the assignment of the tax increment participation agreement RDA 2020-01A from NSL Legacy LLC to 3175 Associates LLC.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Let's start with Elise.
No, let's start with the mayor.
Aye.
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 Thank you. That passes.
Sherry, I appreciate this was addressed to the honorable members of the RDA and not just the regular members, so thank you.
Raising the bar here.
It's more dignity right there.
Next item is approval of the minutes, the RDA minutes from November 29th.
I would like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of the RDA meeting on November 29th, 2022.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 And I wasn't present, so I'll just abstain. Okay.
So that passes 5 with 1 abstention. And motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn this RDA meeting of North Salt Lake.
We're adjourned. Thank you. Can I make one comment? Well, something came up in the meeting here that I thought of. It's pretty.
We're still convened if you're still talking.
I just wanted to say I had this thought at the Arbor Day. That we certainly didn't need more people. We had such a great turnout. But the Amazon warehouse there, they have a mandate for their people to get involved in our community doing things. And so we need to think of something that we can engage them in. So if something comes up and down the road that you can think of, that's a resource we should tap into.
That's a good one.
That'll drive him out of the city.
I also failed to announce, if some of you, Councilmember Gordon sent us a note today or reached out to us, if some of you want to go to the Envision Utah breakfast on the 18th of May, let us know and we'll sign you up.
I'm already going with my employer.
Yes.
So
I thought I might be, but I wasn't. Sorry, I didn't know I was on. I thought I might.
All right. Thank you, everyone.